These are the Kashi Tapes. U-Man and Favaz explore the backstories and interviews heard on Kashi, the longest-running rock station in the country.
It's the Kashi Tapes podcast. John Hewlett, Favaz.
Hi, John.
And we're doing an interview today on episode 149, I believe.
It is.
Yeah, 149. The Sklar Brothers from St. Louis, Missouri. They are identical twins who made it big in the comedy world. And maybe you've seen them on all the different shows that they've been. They did a lot of stuff for the sports stations because they're big sports fans. And like ESPN and Fox Sports, things like that. And they're great guys, too. Randy and Jason Sklar are their first names, Randy and Jason. And they came to our attention because they did a comedy bit that we're going to play for you here first before we play the interview that I did with them along with Learn when they were on our morning show about 2 years ago or so.
I don't think I had ever heard of them until the bit. Mm. It is super, super funny. And really, if you're from St. Louis, it'll mean a lot. If you're a fan of Kashi, it will mean even more. And it's John and I were listening to it in the on-air studio, just cracking up at it. And we're like, we got to play this beforehand. Yeah. So
here it is. This is the comedy bit from the Sklar Brothers. And then we'll do the interview and talk about that interview and stuff afterwards.
When we grew up in St. Louis, we had the best classic rock radio station ever, KSHE 95. It's been around for like 35 years. It's
love
hilarious.
It.
They have the most over the top, most ridiculous
commercials promoting their own radio
we
station.
We were just in St. Louis. We listened to KSHE 95. For a half hour straight, they played no music.
No more songs!
They've stopped playing music. All they did was play these station IDs. Literally, for a half an hour, this is what we heard.
KSHE 95.
We're going to jam 2,000 watts of classic rock and roll so far up your ass, you'll be coughing up Kenny Loggins.
Because we're KSHE 95, St. Louis's oval orifice of classic rock.
KSHE 95. We're going to tell your boss to f*** off. And then we're going to tell him it was from you. Because it's the weekend.
All weekend long.
But only right here on KSHE 95, St. Louis's festering caucus of classic rock.
KSHE 95, we're going to ask your ugly sister out for a date, but when she gets to the restaurant, we're not going to be there.
Because we'll be too busy counting down the top 500 class rock hits of all time.
All throughout the month of Rocktober.
But only right here on KSHE 95, St. Louis's stained throw pillow of classic rock. KSHE 95, some stations may give you this.
Oops, I did it again.
But at KSHE 95, we're going to give you this.
Uten Grieben, Glauten, Globen.
KSHE 95, some stations may give you the Counting Crows.
Na 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 na, na 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 na, yeah.
But at KSHE 95, we're gonna give you Journey.
Na 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 na.
KSHE 95, some stations may try and give you late breaking news.
Pussies.
But while they're doing that, we're gonna give you a 4.5 hour heavy metal rock block.
Featuring Tesla,
Winger,
Striper,
Slayer,
Dokken,
Crocus,
and the Doobie Brothers.
KSHE 95, some stations may try and give you the sounds of the rainforest. But at KSHE 95, we're going to give a sound of a 286 Yamaha chainsaw ripping through your anal cavity like a hot knife through a well-marinated shoulder rust. Because at KSHE 95, we don't have time for women DJs
or Slobodan Milosa, bitch.
Because KSHE 95 is a place where rock meets,
roll,
where the castle meets,
the dungeon,
where dick meets. KSHE 95, set the station.
Rip off the knob.
Shove it up your ass.
Light it on fire.
And get ready to rock.
And that is what we heard, literally,
for half an hour straight. And it's funny, when you hear that for a half hour straight, suddenly you find yourself saying, bring on the Freebird.
More Freebird.
More Freebird.
Bring it on.
Give me a two for Tuesday's gun.
Come on, dude.
Shot.
Seriously. Shot of it.
There you go.
There's funny stuff.
Yeah.
Man.
Now, I don't know if we've ever done 30 minutes of commercial break.
No,
breakers.
I don't think so. I don't think we've ever done
Yeah.
That.
And we do have women DJs, and we've always had at least one woman on at some point, I think, in the history of the radio station. But other than that, they're right on the money.
Pretty much. It was the truth, man.
Yes. So here's an interview. They came in the studio, and I had interviewed them prior to that and a few other times. But the most recent one happened about 2 years ago on the morning show, and this is that. Here we go. Press the right buttons here. All right, we have Randy and Jason Sklar with us, St. Louis born and raised, and they've gone on to tremendous success in the comedy industry. Hello, fellas.
Hello.
How you doing, you man?
Great great to be back,
nice to
buddy.
See you, and nice to meet you.
Yeah. I love you guys.
We
love
you.
I love that
you
you're
too.
Here. We don't have many in-studio guests, so this is awesome.
It's a treat for everybody.
We're podcasters. We love being in studio. We love being able to see the people we're talking to.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I wish I could remember. Maybe they'll mention here what yeah. their podcast is, because it's got to be good.
Right.
Better.
It's always yes. a good thing.
And you're in town at the Helium Comedy Club in the Galleria tonight through Saturday.
I went and saw them that night afterwards.
And?
They were very good. Had
they were
pictures.
Funny.
Yeah, they were good.
Yeah.
I mean, they're really good. The way they play off each other is just amazing.
Right.
Two shows?
One show tonight at 8, and then two Fridays, 7:30 and 10, two Saturdays, 7:30 and 10.
I'm going to say this right now. St. Louis, yeah. you got a great comedy club. There's finally a really amazing comedy club in town, and it is Helium. And we've done all the Heliums around the country. We've been involved in the start of this club.
Yeah, the guy who started the club was a friend of one of our closest friends in L.A., a friend of his family from Philadelphia. Mm-hmm. And he was like, I'm thinking about starting a comedy club in Philadelphia. What do I do? We're like, what do you do? Okay, here's a list of 50, 60 comedians you need to book mm-hmm. as your headliners.
You need to have, like, a nice showroom. The ceiling has to be low. You got to have
it was a nice place.
Yeah.
Really was. Good.
It's
yeah.
still, and Helium is still around, and I've never been there.
Yeah. Yeah. It's very spacious, like they say, and, you know, the stage is just set up really nicely, you know, so the kind of a, the seating is up above the stage, too, kind of a little bit of a bowl type thing.
Yeah. The bar outside, it's got to be the kind of place that people want to hang out at, you know, even outside of the show. You want them to come. He did that.
He did that in Philly, made it successful in a couple of years. And Philly was a market that really didn't have a comedy club. He then did it.
Can you imagine that? Philadelphia didn't really have a comedy club?
I find that really hard to believe.
In Portland. Portland was in Oregon, which, amazing town. And he built this incredible franchise. And now there's this burgeoning comedy scene. He did it in Buffalo. We were just up in Buffalo.
Awesome.
And now he's here in St. Louis, and we couldn't be happier that, like, this place exists for us to come and do so. It's brand new. I think it opened 7 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. So for
in the
St.
Galleria.
Louis,
wow, yeah. It just opened.
This is like someone who's like, I'm on season one of Breaking Bad. You're like, I'm envious of you guys. I'm envious of St. Louis because what you have ahead of you.
That's awesome.
Well, that's good.
With this club, it's
great
good.
To hear. Now, we played earlier the bit that you did about KC95.
KC95.
That goes back to what year?
Well, they might do it again in this interview.
Yeah. Well, no, you just played it on the radio at the time. So I would think that they would not do it again. You know,
that goes back to like,
yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Like, I mean, we originally wrote that bit, I think, in like 96, maybe, and we did it on Premium Blend on Comedy Central in
97 or 98.
It's so great.
Thank you. It was so fun.
And then I think we actually, and we were talking about it just before on when we were on It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, and we played these morning DJs, the Q Crew.
And Q Crew.
And we're just like DJ guys who wouldn't drop the DJ voice. One of them is going through a nasty divorce. And they wouldn't drop the DJ. I was like, I can't tell you the last time I didn't go in her closet and smell her old dresses. Q Crew. Sometimes I can't remember the last time I didn't shower with motel soaps.
Q Crew.
Traffic and weather after the beat.
It's so true, though.
It was so like, because that voice. And you see, even if you're going through a rough time, not dropping it.
Now, Mr. A Lot, guys.
Will you, is it possible you'll do that bit on stage this weekend?
I don't know if we're going to do that. We haven't done it in so long, but we've got some other St. Louis stuff. And
Brooke Dubman will be there.
there's actually a parking space for.
That begs the question, is Brooke Dubman's sister attractive?
John, why did you have to bring that up?
I don't know. It's just a question that pops in my head every time I see
her
on
name?
The screen.
What's her name? We see her on TV sometimes.
You know, Brooke and Amy.
Amy Dubman.
Yeah.
No comment.
Sometimes she looks homely. Sometimes she looks attractive. I don't know.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
The Becky Queen of Carpets.
Just needs to park her magic carpet.
Yeah. It's above the parking lot. Just fly right in on the carpet. And
Becky.
Leave
it right there.
That's different.
Well, did she have gastric bypass surgery?
She did.
John would know.
And now the carpet gets more miles to the gallon.
It does. You take that weight off, and the carpet's going to get, it's way more fuel efficient.
It's about efficiency.
It's so funny. I mean, we come around St. Louis. We're back in our old childhood home, and, you know, sadly, our dad is no longer with us, but our dad was like,
I was just thinking the other day, like, our dad would go to get gas in St. Louis. He would know the one place. He's like, there's a Zephyr station underneath the Poplar Street Bridge. I'm like, where are you going?
First of all, what is Zephyr station?
Like, I've never even heard of Zephyr before. He's like, they give you the gas in a paper bag. What? That is the weirdest
thing. You gotta back away from them or they will stab you. You'll get shivved. But it's 89 cents a gallon.
I was like, Dad, you drove 30 extra miles to get it. You basically took out whatever extra six cents that you saved.
Oh, I loved it.
So great. So all those memories of being here are just flooding back. It's just fantastic.
Yeah. You know what has impressed me, too, is the scope of your career. I mean, you start up as stand-up comedians, and look where you've gone. I mean, you've had shows everywhere.
Yeah.
And they've all been successful.
Thank you.
You know, I mean, and it continues on. Like, what's the latest thing you're up to now?
It's so funny because I think about some of the shows that we've done, and we did this great show on the History Channel called The United Stats of America, which, again, just we're as comedians, you're like thinkers. You're trying to sort of figure out what is going on in society and why is this the way it is. You're always asking questions. Why is this the way it is? So this was a perfect show for us as comedians to say we take one stat. Like 98% of us live in this country, live on 8% of the land.
Yeah. Right.
Why is that? And what are the inventions that moved us around? As comedians, you're always asking, why is this? And so we got to do that show. And from there to even do Entourage and, do our own shows as well. And so
Cheap Seats was really fun.
Cheap Seats on ESPN, ESPN Class. We got to do the Okendo special, which, John, you were a part of, which was amazing, where we tried to get Jose Okendo into the Hall of Fame.
Wait, what's that about? Do you remember that?
I do remember being a part of it. Yeah, I don't remember exactly what I did in the video. I'm kind of embarrassed to say, but they did include me somehow.
And they were, and the bit was they were trying to get Okendo
it was a funny thing. They really did a great job with it, but I gotta have to look that up. I mean, that's not even entered my mind in so long. Wow. Yeah.
A homemade plaque that we made of his hung on the utility closet there.
Yeah, that was a nice honor the utility man by putting it on the utility closet.
He put it up there in the stadium.
He was the secret weapon.
That's right.
Right now, I just shot a pilot for True TV, which was really fun, a scripted show. And next weekend, we're filming a pilot, which hopefully we'll get to come back for the Travel Channel.
Which hopefully we'll get to come back and do an episode here in St. Louis. But
essentially, that show is called. Right now it's Finding the Funny, or it might be changed to Quip Advisors. We're not sure. But it's a show about how when we go on the road and we travel to a city, the plane lands on Wednesday night or Thursday morning, and we say, okay, we have 3 days to write 5 to 10 minutes of material about this city, about our experience of this city. So next week it'll be in Raleigh, North Carolina. Uh-huh. So we lay that challenge out to ourselves. So what does that mean? That means we have to experience the city. We have to go to the places where people say you got to go. We got to find out what's the hidden weird stuff about this city. What are the idiosyncrasies psychology of the people?
It's like an ethnography.
It is. Very anthropological in a way. Yeah, totally.
And it's three documentaries in one. It's what does it mean to...
Yeah. That would be challenging.
Oh, hell yeah.
Super challenging.
Absolutely.
Even 5 minutes. I mean, that takes forever to come up with that kind of material.
And there's also a danger, too, of you making the same old jokes about every person in the city's heard a million times, but people outside the city never heard it.
Right.
And that's what they're shooting for, really, the audience outside of that city.
To be in Raleigh, North Carolina in 2016, it means what does it mean to be comedians at our level? What is our process? We get to do morning radio, and you get to see the personalities we do morning radio with and see us trying out material. And then it's the evolution of a joke. How does something go from an interesting fact to a funny observation to the end of the show? The last 5 minutes of the show is the set of comedy that we do, and you get to see the comedy on stage.
We're going to Raleigh next week. We heard that there is a... there's like a Confederate soldier statue still down there.
Which is controversial. Like some people are like, it's part of our history. We want to do that. Other
so
people
like,
are
I
like,
I want to go down there and see people taking pictures in front of it. Like if you're high-fiving in front of it, that's bad.
Maybe that's not the attitude
you want
to have.
If you're crying in front of it, that's worse.
Right.
So what are you lamenting?
Our pitch is that we want to...
Don't take down the statue.
We say you don't take down the statue, but in order to make everyone happy about it, we say build another statue connected to it.
Sure.
And it's it is North Carolina, so it's just a statue of Michael Jordan dunking on that soldier.
So great now, idea,
yeah, like get his
dunk right in their face.
Right in his face. And who doesn't
doesn't like Michael Jordan?
Yeah, I mean,
so now you keep your Confederate thing, and now you've got...
Yeah, that's right. So, I mean, it's kind of like figuring that stuff out. And, of course, now we have so much stuff that we can talk about in St. Louis, but it would be great to come back because we haven't lived here in you know, 20...
Yeah, our arteries have cleared from all of the Ted Drews and toast ravioli. We haven't had that.
We've got some new things you can pick up
on
now.
There's new things.
I mean,
it's gooey butter cake now. Yes. You can get...
Mm-hmm.
So funny, we just talk, when we talk St. Louis, we're just talking about the fact that, like, you can slide an Emo's pizza under a door.
Yes.
Like, how great is that? Slide it under a door. What other pizza?
Is that how the U-Man special comes to your house, John? Is that how the U-Man special comes to your house?
Yes, yes, yes. Of course, the other companies are putting their pizza in through the dog door, because it's dog food.
So thin, if it were in L.A., it would have a headshot.
It would. You'd be an actress.
But still
be an actress on a sitcom.
And it would have breast implants.
It would have breast implants.
Augmentation.
Yeah.
Of course.
Sausage. And I love that St. Louis is like, we don't want sausage pizza in St. Louis. We want hamburger pizza. Hamburger pizza.
I do
Take
like hamburger
two
pizza.
Things we love in this world that can kill us.
And mash
hamburgers
them up.
And pizza.
It's like the original mashup.
It's right the original there. Mashup.
Two of St. Louis's favorite sons right here, Randy and Jason Sklar. And the kids show. You got to mention the kids show. Kids
oh, yeah. We did a kids show, which was one of the greatest things. Yeah, because we have kids. And having kids is like... It is insane because, I don't know, so much happens in the morning at a time where, as comedians, we're night guys. We're out at night. We're out late. You said that roast. We were talking about this show that happens in L.A. that starts at 11:40.
Get home at 2 in the morning. Your kids don't care that you were out till 2 in the morning. They're up at like 5:45, so like ready to rock.
So the other morning, my my daughter is like, she's 10. She's like, I hadn't even had my coffee yet. Okay, it was morning. She said,
"This is a story about how you should just don't talk to anyone until you're ready to
until
talk.
Until you're ready to talk to your kids.
Especially
don't answer
kids.
Anything. Don't try and help them out with anything because you will do it wrong." So my daughter says to me, "She's like, Dad, it was my fifth grade teacher really freaked us out." And I said, "What?" She said, "She showed us this documentary about the Jamestown Massacre."
Oh no!
And I was like, I put my coffee. I didn't even had a sip of coffee. I put it down. Okay, I'm like, here we go. I guess we're getting into this now. All right, listen. Sometimes people lose their individuality and they will, you know, follow a guy who's a preacher from Northern California. Maybe they move all the way to some, you know,
island
somewhere, and they think they're building a utopian society, but they're really not. And when the government finds out about it, because it's slave labor, they all drink Kool-Aid. You like Kool-Aid? You know the Kool-Aid, the drink
Kool-Aid.
That you love?
Yeah.
Well, you're going to drink Kool-Aid, and they made kids drink it, and everybody killed themselves. They have mass suicide.
Oh, my
He's
gosh.
Like, what's suicide? Mass suicide is when you take your life before it's your life. And that's just the way life was in the 1970s and 80s.
And she was like, 1970s.
She's like, you mean the 1620s? I was like, I was like, you said the Jonestown Massacre, right? She's like, no, I said Jamestown.
Jamestown.
Like, great. I just explained mass suicide to my daughter who's 10.
Takes that to school and explains
what
that to five
doing?
Other kids.
Yeah, you thought you were freaked out before.
Yeah. That is hilarious.
Dad just explained that. I guess the good news is she'll never drink Kool-Aid again.
Yeah.
There you go.
We'll run out of time here, guys. Before we go, though, I quickly tell the folks again your earliest memories of your Casey bumper stickers.
I'm looking up at this wall of Casey bumper stickers.
We built this city on rock and roll.
You saw that Starship and
Stars.
Who came to that?
I forgot it was
Jefferson Starship. I don't know. I love that.
It was probably Head East.
And when I was in art, my art class project, when we put clay in a kiln, I made a sweet meat in eighth grade.
So love sweet meat. Man. Oh, go back and watch the old commercials on YouTube.
Mommy's doing it again.
All right, guys, thank you. Appreciate it. We're out of time, but
come see us at Helium.
Yes, Jason and Randy Sklar at Helium tonight through Saturday. Mm. And tonight, one show. Friday and Saturday, two shows.
7:30 and 10 on Friday.
We'll have the info up on the Casey website, too.
All right, his traffic. And then COVID hit not long after that, and I don't know how that affected them. I've kind of lost track of what they've done the last year and a half or so, which was the case with a lot of people.
Really?
And, but they're still out there. They're hard workers. I know
they're
that.
They're 49 years old. I just looked them up.
Are they?
They're 49 now.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's weird.
And I think they're the type of comedians that can last a long time, you know, till who knows how long, because they're always working hard, always working to try to come up with new material. Like, some, they're not resting on their laurels at all.
And, you know, the St. Louis humor is one thing, and we think it's really funny because we can relate to it, mm-hmm. but their other stuff is really good too.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, it's just, they're funny guys.
Yeah. All right. Thanks for listening to the podcast today. This again is episode 149. I'm John Hewlett. You can follow me on Twitter at STLUMan. On Instagram, I'm Johnny Hewlett.
Hey, I'm Favaz. See you next week.
Bye.
AMF. We'll be right back.
The KC Tapes with you, man, and Favaz. For more on the history of KC, go to KC95.com or the KC mobile app.